This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
We're just getting Akron, Ohio police body camera footage from the vehicle chase involving a 25-year-old black man, Jaylen Walker, on June 27th. Authorities said at a news conference yesterday that Walker was not armed when police chased him on foot and shot him dead in a hail of bullets. Officers believed he had shot at them earlier from a vehicle and was getting ready to do so again. Mayor Dan Horrigan says he's very sorry for Jaylen Walker's family.
I am urging all of our residents, please reserve your full judgment until the investigation is complete.
Officers had tried to stop Walker's car on traffic and equipment violations. On this July 4th, lots of Americans have the day off, as does the House January 6th committee. It won't have any more hearings for a few days. That doesn't mean it's not making news. The AP's Shelley Adler.
In a taped interview with ABC correspondent Jonathan Carl, Representative Liz Cheney, who is vice chair of the January 6th committee, says the hearings will continue to show why former President Donald Trump should not run again.
A man as dangerous as Donald Trump can absolutely never be anywhere near the Oval Office ever again.
That interview aired on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. Meanwhile, on Fox News Sunday, another Republican, Governor Tate Reeves of Mississippi, says most Americans are not watching the hearings.
They're not worried about this trial that's being had by only one side in Washington, D.C. They're focused on the issues that matter to them and their pocketbooks.
Reeves would not commit to supporting Trump if he ran again for president. I'm Shelley Adler.
Russian President Putin is declaring victory in the eastern Ukrainian region of Luhansk a day after Ukrainian forces withdrew. This is AP News. There is some good news about the battle against COVID. AP correspondent Jennifer King has that, and some sobering news as well.
The fast-changing coronavirus has kicked off summer in the U.S. with lots of infections but relatively few deaths compared to its prior incarnations. COVID-19 is still killing hundreds of Americans every day, but it is not nearly as dangerous as it was last fall and winter. With more Americans shielded from severe illness through vaccination and infection, COVID-19 has transformed, for now at least, into an unpleasant, inconvenient nuisance for many. Dr. Dan Call, an infectious disease specialist at the University of Michigan Medical Center in Ann Arbor, says it feels cautiously good right now for the first time that he can remember. They don't have any COVID-19 patients in the ICU. Ali Mokhdad, a professor of health metric sciences at the University of Washington in Seattle, says it's going to be a good summer and we deserve this break. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.